Okay, we've now been joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We're going to roll straight into questions since we're limited on time. Please raise your hand if you have a question. Who'd like to kick it off? We'll go to Bob first.
Bob Hockress, Fox Sports. After the ruling on Thursday, do you know if anybody has come after Tyler Reddick, since theoretically, as driving an open car, he theoretically could be a free agent? And or are you doing anything to make sure that he stays?
Well, we have him under contract, and I think he probably feels as confident as we are in December. So, I'm not sure.
Who'd like to go next? Jeff.
I know weather forecasts can change, but Bristol next weekend is looking somewhat mild and chilly-ish at night, which, I mean, who knows, but maybe the tire could do its thing like it did last spring. Has that been any worry for you if that was, if it was going to be one of those high deg races? How much would that change things?
Because it's colder?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Well, I think the tire change is going to mean more than the conditions will. Apparently this right side tire is going to be more aggressive from a wear standpoint. That's the goal of it, which is, I'm all for it. I think that anytime, Goodyear or NASCAR could, get together and be okay with, some chaos type racing when it comes to the tires, I'm all for it. I think that certainly the teams and the drivers will separate themselves when that happens.
We'll go right in the middle.
Hey, Denny, Ryan, come to the Racing Experts. Back-to-back runner-up finishes. What's going to get you over the hump here?
Not really sure. We've just kind of been, a top five car and certainly the couple second place finishes. But I don't know. It's just got to get a little bit better. I feel like we're going into this weekend with a good mindset and an understanding of, how I need to be a little bit better. So we'll go to work on it and see, whether we step up a little bit more than the competition. Ultimately, just not been fast enough to win the last couple races here. So we hopefully will change that.
Do you think that the tire compound that we brought this weekend from Iowa will impact positively for you?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. The reduced stagger is one thing. The only thing about the Iowa tires, we saw the racing was very, very challenging there. You can attribute it to track or tire, but we are bringing one of those elements here to this track. So we'll see if it has any fall off at all. And that'll be the question we'll see during practice.
We'll go to Owen.
Thank you. Hey, Denny. Owen Johnson, CupScene.com. With a big margin to the cut line, how does your focus kind of shift for these couple of races? Are you preparing and looking forward to the races in the next round, or is it still full focus on Gateway and Bristol for now?
I mean, if you had to put me on the spot right now, I don't think I could tell you what races are in the next round. I just know that this one and the next one. But beyond that, I don't look too far forward. I just try to focus so much on the week ahead and but I'm sure there'll be some challenging tracks for us. The first round, if I remember, is, pretty straightforward, and it's where we can gain some spots, get some wins. And then, if the second round is, got a little bit more challenge to it, then we need to stack those playoff points this round. So I haven't really focused on that round quite yet.
Any additional questions? We'll come up front to Bob, and then Dustin, and then Tim.
New Hampshire, Kansas, and the Roval.
Thank you.
In case you need. You're up for, I think, 43 points on the cut line right now. Is there a certain point where you, mathematically, that you'd want to be up after this race tomorrow to feel good going into Bristol?
Anything 50 or more is a pretty comfortable spot, even if you typically DNF. I don't know, you got to add in, can the people below the cut, are they really legitimate contenders to win a race or not? At Bristol. So I, you know, 50 or more would be fine. Even if it's less than that, it's fine. And we were far less last year at Bristol. Unfortunately, had to run that race a little bit more conservatively because I wasn't, you know, it wasn't as a comfortable spot as what I was hoping for. So I would like to go to Bristol not having to worry about anything. Simply, you know, like Jeff talked about with the tire and stuff, you just never know what can happen. And I you certainly think that to win that race, you're going to have to be aggressive as a driver, and certainly you don't want to have to think about the repercussions of missing the next round at Bristol, because it could hamper your ability to win that race.
We're going to go to Dustin, and then Dustin, and then Tim.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. While every driver reacts differently, to have gone through being on the bubble, the cut line last year, and to go through that the first round, what is that like on a driver to have that first round like what you did? What might we see some people going through that after tomorrow and next week?
Yeah, everyone's situation is different. Everyone's speed is different. Ability to win is different. And so I would say everyone's mindset's probably a little bit different. I think that there's probably, you know, will be a couple guys below the cut that are just praying that something bad happens to the guys in front of them. That's the really only shot. They're not going to gain that many points to the cut line, right? And you have maybe one that has to win, and so on and so forth. And everyone's situation will be a little different. I can only speak for our team, and that is that, you know, we want to go to Bristol with the opportunity to win. I want to be 100%. You know, that's the only mindset, is win, and who cares if you finish last. And that's only a unique, you know, place that only probably 2 to 3 drivers will have leaving this track.
And for this track, what's the biggest challenge for you?
I mean, the passing is the difficult part here at this track. You know, the straightaways along the corners are, you know, pretty narrow. So the passing aspect, the clean air, which is like any other bigger racetrack with this car in general.
Go ahead.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Denny, putting on the ownership hat, Bubba's 25 points above, and I know he's had some issues here with brake rotors in the past, but how do you feel about his shot of advancing with the next two races?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they probably feel pretty good. Certainly, they've got some good tracks these next couple weeks, and certainly have the speed to do it. They're just, you know, as long as they focus on the execution of a race, then I think they'll be fine.
And then we will wrap with Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Denny, I'm wondering here at Gateway now, this is the fourth time through. The first three races, we have tended to see the veteran drivers perform better than the younger drivers in pretty consistent numbers. So I'm wondering, is there anything to that of why we've seen the veterans here in particular as compared to other tracks stand out more? Or does it just have to do with where you qualify and just the situation?
It's probably situation. I mean, Austin Cindric's not wildly experienced. I think he won last year. But it's, I don't know. It's typically, you know, pretty straightforward race. I mean, you had Kyle win early on, you know, his first year with RCR. Yeah, and then I think we've had Joey win one, and then Austin, right? So, I mean, yeah, there's some experience there. There's also some inexperience, so I think it's more random than I would draw it to, you know, a veteran having an advantage necessarily at this track.
All right, Denny, thanks for spending some time with us, and good luck this weekend.
Okay,